Matt McClure, welcome.
Thank you.
ArtLink is adding a new dimension to the city's art scene with its open arts virtual reality space, and your public Tilt Brush app is up and running. Would you paint us a real quick picture of that device?
Google's Tilt Brush app allows for users to paint and creatively sculpt in a fully immersive environment.
A virtual environment.
Virtual environment.
So we don't need ink, paper, pens?
None of that. You just put on the goggles, pick up the wands, stand between the sensors, and you are good to go.
It's not a toy, but it is sort of a fantasy.
It really feels that way. When you pick it up, people have said, oh, this is a fun toy, but then they won't put it down as they are sculpting with virtual tape, paper with virtual paint, great big images that are bigger than their body. You know, it's incredible.
Now, you christened the Tilt Brush just about a month ago. What has the public reaction been?
It's been overwhelming in a great way. Every person who comes into the space to do a demo has left wide-eyed and talking about what they can do with it. We had a conversation with some dancers who were so excited about what they could do with dancing and creating at the same time in the virtual space. We spoke with some others who work in public art about the potential of creating virtual sculptures to place in the community when the technology comes of age. It's really incredible. The funny thing has actually been, I've seen 20-year-olds put on the tech and then 70-something-year-olds put on the tech, and they have the same reaction. They don't believe what they're experiencing for the first couple minutes, and then they just go. They just create. It's excitement. It is high energy. That's what we all were hoping when we brought this, that it would be a creative tool, really empower everyone who used it. But to the degree in which it crossed the generations, I did not expect that.
And the virtual crowd that is coming to try this all out.
Yes.
Exactly what you hoped for.
Yeah.
So space for the studio was already there within your facility for the converting, and it's also going to let you have more space for new virtual reality devices or apps or add-ons that go with the Tilt Brush?
Yeah, the benefit of having tech like this is you don't need much physical space because it is the virtual space. You could actually put on the goggles and travel for virtual miles. You could actually create an entire city of virtual sculpture if you wanted to. And it's really incredible what some artists have done. What we see as this is the studio, this is the starting point for where this work can be born. And we can take that work, individuals can take that work, share it online and do new and frankly interesting things we haven't even thought of in different spaces.
And eventually you'll be adding the capability of printing what one has created?
Yes, we're looking at the possibility of 3D printing some of the works that are created in the virtual space. A lot of this, because the technology is so young, we're all figuring it out as we go. And that's part of the exciting thing about bringing that to this region right now. We're all learning together. We're at the forefront of this. So we could, as certain extension apps become unveiled in the coming months, some that focus on virtual sculpting, we could take work that's sculpted in the virtual space and have that 3D printed somewhere. So you have your virtual sculpture and then you have your physical sculpture. You could have little bits and pieces of a larger sculpture that you print out and then assemble. The capability is really quite broad.
Your open arts virtual reality space, which you're inviting folks to come and enjoy, how does that extend the link in ArtLink?
You know, we were founded to really not just provide artists with a shot at being a professional artist through exhibition, but also resources to individual artists. That was at the time built around the idea of community and thriving together. So we had so many different artists of different backgrounds, different mediums, some younger, some more emerging, come together and really build this community around ArtLink. How that's grown over the past nearly 40 years now has been in a direction where we are very focused on providing those same resources to the community. Only now those resources, the needs have changed. So we're committed to providing those resources as this community presents them, as the community requests them to the creatives that live and create in this region. This piece of technology is a new standard point for us. This is us saying to the community, we aren't just going to provide access to the traditional things we always have. We're going to provide new access to new tools, new mediums, new technology, new conduits for connectivity that will meet this community's needs where they are at now, not just what they have been.
And it brings ArtLink and its link virtually, I might say, into the 21st century.
Very much so. Very much so. It's essential to the health of this community. We view our organization as a reflection of not just the patrons in the community, the people who consume the art, but more so the individuals creating the art. We are here for those individual artists. Part of the reason we wanted to provide this was to really provide a space for people to fall either in love with creating again or continue their love for creating at a variety of ages. We forget how helpful that is to both our mental health, but also our ability to continue to be a creative force as a region. It's a big thing. The significance of what this technology and this link, as you put it, is for this community is that we will be providing something that they would not otherwise have access to, and that can put them on the same playing field, the same level as somebody that's frankly out in San Francisco.
Since you took on the position of executive director at ArtLink last September, you've done a lot to make all of those connections happen, and you've extended ArtLink's arsenal to include the medium of storytelling. How's that going? How's that working for you?
It's incredible. I've always loved story personally. I believe story is, frankly, the first art. You know, we drew and painted on caves, but we also did that to tell story. That was the news at the time. And I believe story is an essential part of art. When the trapdoor approached us about using the space and really partnering with us to make ArtLink their home for these events, we were thrilled. It has been a highlight of every month and every event that they have. The gallery is full to the brim, always standing room only. And the enthusiasm around that is just incredible.
Does it bleed over, and can you gauge the effect of mixing a medium like spoken word and storytelling with art and the art experience that you have right there in the gallery? How does that melt together and enhance each other?
Yeah, it really serves to open up internal doorways to imagination. People who come to these events, they are captivated by the stories, but they're also surrounded by visual art. And so you have these two types of art coming together to really engage this community. The fun thing is we've had individual artists approach us after these events and say, I'd love to adapt one of those stories into a series of paintings. I'd love to adapt one of these stories into an animated short. All kinds of things. So it's not just one or the other. The Trapdoor is an event that really cultivates and inspires the creative energy in this community.
That's exciting, and it's really the whole point of ArtLink.
Very much.
That's great. Before you settled here to live in Fort Wayne and work at ArtLink, you've been around the world of art places and art spaces. What has that brought to your skill set, and how will you be able to apply it here?
I think each place that I've visited, each place that I've done some sort of creative project with has inspired and informed me. It's really brought me to this point of being aware of what this community's specific needs are, the specific needs of both the creative community and the patrons. I'm going to put on my artist hat here, but we as artists tend to just want to create. But we sometimes fall into the trap of not thinking about who we're creating for. Why should they view this, experience it? And this community also, on the flip side, tends to want a very specific type of thing. Every community does. So part of visiting these spaces has been learning. You know, the journey from there to here has been one of education for me. Learning, picking apart, piecing things together, and coming up with a vision and direction for ArtLink that fits and meets the needs of this community. Not where it will be in 40 years or where it was 40 years ago, but where it is today and where it's going.
A wild ride?
Very much. Very much.
Okay. So with the Open Arts Virtual Reality Space and the marvelous Tilt Brush program, how can folks access it and get to use it?
The way it works, it's open 2 days a week this summer. We'll be open more in the fall. But during the summer hours, you show up, reserve your time, and you go through a very brief training as to how to use it. There'll be two of those training sessions a day. So you can get the training over with, and then you never have to go through it again. It's about 10 minutes of walking through how to use the equipment. Once you go through that, you can come by at any time and reserve a half hour at a time up to an hour and a half. It's $5 for ArtLink members and $10 for non-members per half hour. And the reason it's set at a half hour is because it's a very physical thing. You're waving your arms around, you're moving around. So I think the max I've done it was, I was almost 2 hours. And when I was done, I was very tired.
But satisfied.
It was incredibly rewarding. The different environments, our variety of things, from a blank space to literally being in deep space, in outer space. It's inspiring.
That becomes your canvas, and,
yeah.
And then one applies the virtual paint.
Exactly.
Matt, it's been such a pleasure to discuss all of this with you. I am curious. Tilt Brush is a big part of the Open Arts Virtual Reality Space. In your mind, what big picture is the Open Arts Virtual Reality Space a part of?
The great thing about the Tilt Brush and the VR equipment is that allows us to really cultivate that organic drive to create so that this community specifically, right in the heart of Northeast Indiana, has the same access to the visual arts, the creative portion, the process, as anybody does in a region that might be more connected, what we would often consider big city culture. And that's the beauty of this. This will help shape this community's creative group, not just redefine what this region is known for creatively, but also create access to new conduits for connectivity to the world at large. We love our art here. We have the potential to invest in that. We have the potential to support that. And ArtLink is doing that intentionally.
Matt McClure is Executive Director of ArtLink. Matt, thanks for joining us today. And good luck with the virtually outrageous Open Arts Virtual Reality Space.
Thank you.